Hey! Thanks for picking up this episode of Transmission Folklore. After today's ride, consider stretching your legs and going for a run with And 195, a podcast about a magical runner with no sense of direction. Stay tuned until the end of the episode to hear about the strange portals And 195 can send you to. This episode of Transmission Folklore has content warnings for the following: general themes of murder and drowning, dealing with the aftermath of a car crash, mild eye gore and blood mention, mention of blood in a way that can be similar to describing menstrual blood, mention of death, a meditation segment similar to those used to fall asleep, echoey voice effects, and sounds of physical distress. Please do what you need to take care of yourself. You have 3 missed voicemails. First missed voicemail.
You have my attention. Emery, you're right. I'm not a good person. Not marginally. I am not the kind of person who you want to bring home to your parents. I'm not even the kind of person you sneak up the back stairs. I've lied to people, including you. I've hurt people, including you. I've broken a lot of promises to every one of our friends. But here's the thing. I'm done with that. Done treating folks like shit. Ever had a fae manipulate you into being a better person?
End of message. Second missed voicemail.
I don't like you. I don't like the way you treated me when we were dating. And I don't like the person I was when we dated. There are some people you never want to be again. We're like the water. You used to say rivers were never the same because water flowed, and we didn't have stagnant, still rivers. How much water has to change before it's a completely different entity? That didn't sound like Tao, hold up. How much water has to change before it's a completely different entity? We're like that. How many cells are replaced before I'm a new person? How many thoughts, feelings, experiences? I'm not a different person than I was when we dated, but all my water has flowed downstream. I'm not sure what this is supposed to be. Whatever. Ignore this one. And answer your fucking phone. Your plan failed.
End of message. Third missed voicemail.
I'm assuming Maeve got back to you. I sincerely hope you two get the hell out of Dodge. I'm not gonna kill you. I made a promise, and despite all my flaws, I'm not stupid enough to break a promise with a fae. But man, I wish I was. You make me that stupid. We were bad for each other, don't you think? I didn't used to think that. I mean, it's hard to want to kill the person you love. And I did love you. For a time. But this is not that time. This is not when I see you and tell you I'm sorry the way things have gone. I'm not sorry. I won't lie about that. Because you made my life such a shit show. I used to feel sorry for a long time. Sorry that I stopped loving you. That I couldn't make things better for you. Sorry that you felt so bad. Because I thought for a long time that I was personally responsible for your well-being. And then, these past few months, I felt like everything there's ever been has been my fault. I personally dragged this kid into hell. I was gonna get us killed. He's resilient, though. And apparently, when put to the test, he soars. So I'm not gonna kill you. But you're not gonna win. It's not my fault everything that's happened to you. It's not my fault what's going to happen to Carter. But I promise, he better not die. Because I won't kill you. I'll make you wish I had.
End of messages. The Lavender Lemonade Collective presents Transmission Folklore.
Is he breathing at least?
Sock, he's breathing. Can you help him? I don't know how to keep him alive.
Well, you got the right doctor.
You're not a doctor.
You got the right healer, whatever. Do you have anything to give?
I mean, not much.
Come on, you know I can't make something from nothing.
All I've got is the car, some clothes. I've got some hair, skin, scales. Is any of that gonna be useful?
What?
Anything I can use. Can you save him?
I can try. What happened again?
Emery sent Maeve after us and just completely wrecked everything. The passenger side door is smashed, and the front light doesn't work. The back end is in the best shape, but who does that help? There's pillows and blankets, and snacks back there, I guess, so grab some of those.
How'd you get the car down here like that?
I'm gonna be real, I don't know. I watched from the passenger side window as Maeve crashed into us, and she vanished from her vehicle, and then I couldn't see anything. It was all horrible.
The car got hit on the passenger side, though, the side that you had been on?
Yeah, it sucked. Now the door on that side doesn't open. I had to push him over the center console to crumple him in there.
I just don't understand how you didn't get hurt. Magic?
Not mine. I can't cast anything that fast. And I only really know magic to destroy.
What about him?
What about him?
He's Fae.
I just found that out. I don't think he knew. He's not a good liar, and the only other Fae he's met is Rowan.
I've heard of shit like this before. If you're raised by humans, sometimes your magic puberty takes longer, but extreme stress can trigger it.
I'd say that was stress. So he can cast a spell?
I think so. What happened? Do you remember?
Not really. I screamed, and suddenly he had these massive wings. They barely fit inside the car. I closed my eyes because I thought I was going to die. I mean, I'd kind of accepted it. We were having this huge fight, and I thought, this might as well be the end. Then the world got soft, and I was surrounded by this soft, soft green. It was like I was back in the ocean, and the foam surrounded me. For a minute, I thought I really had died. And then I lived.
I think he wrapped you up in his wings to keep you safe.
I guess the fight wasn't that serious.
God, your car looks awful.
Good thing we're in Nebraska. Everyone's car looks awful.
The PT's cruiser stands out in Nebraska. I don't know if I'll be able to fix it.
Pura Tuxedo Cruiser.
What the heck?
That's what he named the car. Pura Tuxedo Cruiser. Since it's black and there's chrome right here on the sides of the door and at the bottom. He told me that a lot. He loves this car.
I'll try to fix it. I'm not a mechanic, though.
I know, Sock.
Are you okay?
I'm as okay as I can be.
You crashed the car!
I got crashed into. I wasn't even driving.
You need a rest. I've got a pool. I can turn off the cleaning system and you can lie down.
I want to be here.
It's gonna take a long time.
I'm asking a lot of you. And I want to support you. And him.
Last time we talked, you were so much more selfish.
Yeah, well, this shit has made me a lot less of that.
What happened? You used to be so much more lively. I know that things fell out when you started dating Emery, but...
Things fell out slowly? It wasn't because I started dating Emery. It was because I didn't stop.
What does that mean?
It means shit hit like a storm. I met Emery in a stressful time in my life with our role play and with my dad wanting me to take over the family business.
What do you guys do again? Extortion or something?
No, we don't do extortion. We ran the SAO group. I think officially in the paperwork, it's Sailors Against Oil, but it's Sirens Against Oil. He still runs it. It's not my scene. I can't do the public speaking stuff, and I don't think the president of the organization should just be decided by him. We got into a big, huge fight at the college speaking event, and Emery was there. And they saw me when I went to get the coffee, and they bought it for me. And they saw me. You know, they didn't know me as the SOA kid. They didn't misgender me. The first thing they did was ask my pronouns. And I hadn't met a lot of trans sirens.
You knew us, though. I mean, your friends.
But you guys are across the states. I visit Horatio and Rowan whenever the summer is out, and I see you once every couple of years. And you guys get it more. We talk about how ineffective glamour magic is for our tails and wings and the tree limbs. But I hadn't talked to someone about how gross tail bleeds are in a long time.
You told us.
And you guys nodded and said, that sucks. But Emery told me about how when their tail bleeds, it's this brown blood, and they were worried it was an issue. And I told them I had been worried about mine because it was bright red, and I was worried about taking testosterone because of that. And they said they had no change on tea, and they liked my hair and my scales and everything. And I liked that. We clicked so well. There's this part of you that when you click, you want to click completely and deeply with someone. And you want to tell them everything. Every minute. And so when they ask you to stay home, when you used to go out, you do. Because it bothers them to go out, and it doesn't bother you. And you don't really mind either way.
And you stopped talking to Rowan.
I stopped talking to everyone. I had consumed myself. And we had a huge fight, Rowan and I. They came down to see me in July, and I told them I was unhappy with this relationship. And Rowan said I should dump Emery.
Yeah, but Rowan hates Emery.
Which is what I said. But Rowan was right. Why drag out something joyless? We fought because I wasn't ready to admit how miserable I was. And Rowan and I didn't talk a few months. They said they'd see me when I dumped Emery.
It took you this long.
I was embarrassed.
We all get embarrassed.
This isn't about Emery, though. Can you fix Carter?
He's got significant damage to his aura. I'm not quite sure how bright it was before, but it's so dim now. I can barely make out the man within. Have you talked to him?
I mean, sorta. He doesn't register much right now.
I think it'd be hard for me to pull him out, but you two have history. We can bring you into the reflective space and you can talk to him. Bring him back to his body.
I'm not a motivational speaker.
You don't have to be. Just be his friend.
I don't...
I'm gonna work on trying to heal his body. I can get the bones unbroken, I can realign his muscular tissue, I can fix this eye, get the glasses out of it, but I can't heal an aura. You need to bring him back to the body.
I will.
Let me get my stuff out to get you in. We can do it in the bathtub. It might take a while. You'll need to be at your fullest. You need your tail out.
How will I move with a tail in the reflective space?
You create the world between worlds. Now shut up, I'm drawing a bath.
If I get him out, he'll be okay, right?
I don't know. If you get him out, he'll probably live.
Does everyone get this nervous about it?
Yeah, but you're Sorrel. You've gone to the reflective space before.
I never had to pull anyone out.
You don't pull, you nudge. Get on into the water.
It's cold.
Yeah, this apartment sucks big bad. The water heater breaks every 10 minutes. Okay. Alright. I'm going to lay this body down on the floor, work on him while you're gone. Your hands will be touching the whole time. You just have to bring him back to his body. I'm going to bring you down there, to the reflective space. Just relax your body and look into the water. Feel your feet slowly starting to sink into the other side and how heavy they become. Feel your ankles falling, sinking so heavy, and that sinking slowly makes its way up. Your calves are taken into the reflective space and your knees follow, and your thighs, your hips, until you're in the reflective space up to your waist. It climbs your spine, taking you under your chest, up to your shoulders, and you feel it taking flight through your arms, sinking you down further, past your shoulders and into your biceps, down to your elbows, and it stretches through each arm, engulfing your wrists and each and every fingertip. With your arms taken to the reflective space, your neck sinks, and so does your mouth, taking your nose down.
Awesome. How do I do this? Carter? Hey, Carter. It's Sorrel. I want you to wake up. Jesus, it's dark here. It's like there's nothing. Just me and Mateo and this inky black reflection. Carter!
Don't get closer.
Carter!
Where are we?
This is the reflective space. It's a place between worlds. You get stuck here when your aura is drained.
How do you know everything?
I don't. I just know about magic.
I don't.
I know.
How did I not know I had wings?
Hey, can I sit next to you? I've got my tail, and the reflective space kind of adapts to you, so there's water around me.
Like a pool?
A little. I need you to come home.
I have a home. It's my mom's place in North Dakota. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been. She had this big farmhouse with 3 acres. It's not big enough for farm standards, but there's 3 acres and it's big enough for my family. It was me, Claire, my mom, my sis mom, Adeline, not Bianca. Adeline had a lot of issues, but when I think of home, I think of that farmhouse. It was 2 stories high, 3 if you count the attic and the river. The river is not my home. We've been following a stupid river to try to stop someone who tried to kill us. I guess killed us.
No. Carter, we're not dead. We're in transition. And I'm only here to bring you home to your body.
How did I grow wings?
Hey, North Dakota's on the way to Montana. We'll visit your mom. We'll ask her. She might have the answers.
I don't want to talk to her tonight. I can picture that farmhouse. It was seafoam green. It shone in landlocked North Dakota. It bubbled up against the sky, and I thought, this must be what a crashing wave looks like. I hadn't seen the sea when I was little. I only got to visit Bianca in high school when she moved closer to the ocean, but when I was like 10, no sea. I just had to imagine. And when I finally got to see it, the sea wasn't much. It certainly wasn't seafoam green. Crayola lied to me.
You haven't seen a beautiful ocean. I've seen water that makes the seafoam green crayon look dull.
I'm so tired.
I know. It's bad. But I've got someone who's helping make your body hurt less, and I'm not gonna let Maeve do that again.
How?
I've got magic. My magic is mostly destructive, so all I can really do is defense. I'm gonna make Pura Tuxedo Cruiser a monster. the way a mama bear is. But I need you there.
I'm weak.
Carter, you saved me. You wrapped your rings around me, your sea foam wings around me, and stopped the crash from hurting me. Do I look hurt?
I can't see your legs.
I don't normally have legs. It's magic. It's a glamour spell. Just like how Rowan normally has wings, but most people can't see them. I can show you how to do that. But not here. Magic doesn't really work in a reflection. I need you to take my hand, and we're gonna go home.
This is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me.
I know. But I'm here, and I'm gonna help.
You think my mom would actually know something?
I do. Even if it's from Bianca's side, enough fey blood that you have wings? There's no way your mom wouldn't have noticed that if she'd been with someone long enough to have a kid together.
How would Emery do a thing like that?
Emery doesn't listen to the same rules you do. Most magic users don't. But I will. We'll go home and fix the car.
And then everything will be okay again?
I wish I could tell you that.
Why can't you lie to me?
Because it's not gonna help. Look, everything is not okay. We can't un-go through a car crash. You're gonna be in some pain. Pyrrha is kind of fucked up.
This is also not helpful.
I'm not finished. We can fix the car, and we can keep going. We've got a lot to do, but we're going to go to North Dakota and talk to your mom. And then we're going to go to Montana and head back to fix everything. It's a long road, but we're halfway there. I want to keep going. Before I met you, I was content to die in silence. I refuse to do that. I refuse to let you go out in a crescendo either. This keeps happening. We're so close.
Okay. Give me your hand.
I can't promise we won't get hurt again. But we'll make it.
You've got a lot of friends all over.
I did a lot of role playing.
Hi, I'm Sock. She, her. I'm sorry this hurts.
It hurts.
Keep on keeping on. I'm gonna go find some stuff to get him a hot toddy. It's not magic, it just works.
Stay.
Oh, you're good, you're good.
Hey, by the way, Sorrel, your phone has rung 3 times.
How long was I out?
Like 5 hours.
Emery. Should I call them?
Can you stomach it?
I've got to hear them eventually. Hello?
What do you mean, Faye?
Hello to you, too.
Answer the question.
Exactly that, Emery. What the fuck do you want me to mean?
This was supposed to be over. I'm tired, Sorrel.
Me too. Look, it can be over.
Go home a loser? No, I will not lose this war.
It's not a war. It's just miserable people fighting. I'm tired of being miserable. Call it off.
You're scared.
Not for me. And not for you.
You're scared for the Fae? Sorrel, he's far more powerful than us.
For Carter? Yes.
Is he alive?
Why do you care?
I like that one.
Heard y'all chatted.
We did.
Call off Maeve. Let's deal with this.
You've hurt so many people for so long. It's not just me, Maeve and Rowan.
Rowan forgave me. And it was your fault.
Maeve didn't.
That's between us, not you. Call it off.
You can't keep hurting people. I'll drown you myself, no matter who sees.
You can try. Goodbye, Emery.
Are you okay?
No. Not by a long shot.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. I want to be right here. I'm right here, Carter. I'm right here.
I did the best I can do. You're going to live, but here's the deal, dude. You're not going to be able to drive for a few days, so there's a lot of pain killing happening in your system, and it sucks driving with magic.
He's okay, though.
Can you drive, Sorrel?
I'm gonna have to. We have to banish Emery.
I miss you. You can stay a few days. You don't have to go.
Thank you for saving him.
Don't go. You look so tired.
But I don't want anything to happen to you either, Sock.
You have a home with us. Both of you do. Rowan, Horatio, and I. You have a home here.
I fucked that up a while ago.
You were in a bad place. You're still there, but you apologized, and you're not the same person that you were before, but you're not the person you were in the middle. You deserve to be happy and live a good life, okay? You deserve that. Take the boy, take him up to Canada or wherever you're going, and stop Emery. You two deserve to be happy.
Thanks, Sock. I'm sorry for everything that happened. You didn't deserve it.
Do better than before. That's all you can do. Oh, there's one more thing, Carter. Look at me. It was a lot of broken body bits, and I don't know how much you know, but magic has rules. And one of those rules is that you can't make something out of nothing. Half a spell ingredients are just something we have to bind to. We didn't have a lot here, so part of your body was repaired with the transmission. You had a really weird blood thing going on, so I used parts of the transmission. Not the iron bits. I don't want to hurt you. Tell him when he's lucid, okay, Sorrel? Does he know anything about fairies?
Wings.
The point is, Carter, you have to keep this car alive. It's bound to you now.
We've been making it work so far. Can the passenger door open now?
Yeah? You sure you don't want to stay? Heal up. You look worse for wear. I'm worried about you, Sorrel.
So you're worried now. Don't be. I'm very hard to kill. Like a cockroach.
Not funny. I'm worried about you. I don't want you to get caught. I'll come back to see you. You have my number. I had to text it to Rowan the other day.
Thank you for having us and helping us. Carter, I'm gonna pick you up now, okay? We're gonna get in the car, and we're gonna drive to find your mom. I promised you we'd go get her, so we're going. I love you, Sock.
I love you too. Now please, be safe.
This episode of Transmission Folklore was written by Mick Coates. Carter is voiced by Orion Eibert. Sorrel is voiced by Mick Coates. Sock is voiced by Mary McGill. And Emery is voiced by Tal Minear. This episode was edited by Orion Eibert. Special thanks to our supporters on Patreon and Ko-fi. Find out more about how to support us and to access our transcripts and captioned videos at transmissionfolklore.com. This episode's cryptid is the reflection in the mirror space. Don't look too hard, they're self-conscious.
A wise man once said, 42 is the answer to the universe, life, and everything. For me, they're the kilometers I have to run during a race, 42 and a little bit more. Of course, things would be much easier if I didn't get lost every time. My sense of direction isn't bad. It simply doesn't exist. Not even magic can help with that, and I've tried. Trust me. I'm kind of an expert. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. I may run for fun and repair clocks for work, but I'm a witch by heritage. My family has always dealt with magic for as long as we can remember. Each has their own particular talent. Mine is peculiar. See, when I get lost, I get truly lost. You may end up in an unknown part of the city. I find myself in other dimensions. Each time, it's a discovery. Still, I know one thing. If I keep moving, I'll come home.
Listen to And 195 on your favorite podcasting app.